What is up, you guys? My name is Stephanie Walsh. This is Side B Radio, the podcast. And this week I have one of my oldest friends on as a guest. His name is Travis McLeod. He has a podcast called Under the Radar. He's a musician. He is a singer-songwriter. All sorts of things. And he's down in Gainesville, Florida. And we just had a nice conversation. Before I get into that, I want to talk to you about life. How is everything going? I wrote down some, like, newsworthy things that I thought I'm excited about. I thought you guys might be excited about. So, the Neon Trees, who are, you know, friends of the podcast, kind of, I guess. Tyler Glenn has been a guest in the past. You can check out his episode. I think it was, like, number 18 or so. But they released a new single this week. It's called New Best Friend. And they released the details about their upcoming album. So it's dropping on June 26th, and it's called I Can Feel You Forgetting Me. And let me just tell you that they released, like, a little video to explain, and it was mostly just Tyler Glenn speaking about, like, what that means to him and, like, why they're naming the album that. And, ugh, I can relate. I find it really interesting how Tyler Glenn and I have, like, parallel lives, except that he's famous and successful and talented. Because we're the same age, and he really writes about, almost everything he writes about resonates with me, and, like, I'm not a gay Mormon man, or former Mormon man, but as far as, like, relationships and heartbreak and things like that go, he just really gets it. So, but I'm excited about the new music, and I'm excited about the new album, and I can't wait to see those guys on the road when they eventually are able to do that again. More tours got canceled this week. Bush's tour officially was canceled for the summer. And Chris Traynor, the guitarist from Bush, posted about how he's going to need a summer job. And then we were messaging for a little bit. And he said he'll be all right. I'm sure. I wasn't really concerned about his, like, monetary situation. But financial situation, I guess. And speaking of Bush, Gavin Rossdale did a live cooking show on Amazon Live this week with Kat Corsell. She was one of the winners from MasterChef or something. But anyway, she's got a cooking show. And Gavin Rossdale joined her remotely. Like, it was a split screen, the two of them in their individual kitchens. But they made Lime Fiesta Steak Tacos with a pineapple salsa. And, wow, it looked so good. And just made me want to make that for dinner sometime. So, I guess next time I go to the grocery store, I'll be buying some steak and giving it a go. I've been cooking like crazy, you guys. I made vegetable lasagna this week. I made stuffed eggplant. I made this spinach and mozzarella stuffed meatloaf that I found on a Spark People. Spark People is like a diet nutrition site. It's totally free. It's pretty great. That's where I've been tracking all of my meals and everything. And I found this recipe and I decided to try it. And I didn't have all the ingredients that, like, the recipe called for mixing into the meatloaf itself. So I substituted some stuff, and then my dumbass used tablespoons of measurements instead of teaspoons. So my meatloaf has a little bit of a kick to it that it wasn't necessarily supposed to have. But, like, it's really good, so whatever. Better than being bland, I guess. I just, like, I couldn't share it with my dog. I try not to give him anything that's got any kind of spices or sauces on it, so, if I do give him human food, which I do once in a while, and I give him, like, I'll give him vegetables that are dog-friendly, but this meatloaf was too spicy to, like, share with him in any capacity, so he didn't get to have any of that. And I'm pretty sure eggplant is bad for dogs, so he didn't get to have any of that either. So, most of my meals this week were not dog-friendly, so he was kind of mad at me. But, you know, it happens. Whatever. We've been going to the vet for 2 weeks in a row now. We have to go back this coming Wednesday to check on his ear and make sure he's okay. Because when I took him last week, the doctor was not his normal doctor. And he was kind of dismissive of me. And then when I brought him this week, I was like, okay, hey, doctor who knows my dog, can you check out all of these things for me? And he had, like, a massive ear infection, which the other doctor completely ignored. So, awesome. Great veterinary work there, buddy. But anyway, so this week we have to go back so that the doctor can see that his ear is getting better because of the medication he gave me. Whole thing. Very expensive. My little dog is a very expensive little dog. What else? HBO Max begins next week. The 27th is when it starts. That's the new platform that, like, Friends is going to be on. And I guess it's all of, like, HBO and other original content. I'm not really sure why. Like, I don't get it, but whatever. I get it with my cell phone plan, which, you guys, I don't know if I told you. I think I may have, but I was wondering why my cell phone bill was so expensive, and then I discovered that the unlimited plan that I had that I've been paying for and not really questioning is no longer offered, but the new one that they offer is $55 less than what I've been paying. So I switched to that plan, and I'm kind of pissed because, like, who the hell knows how long that was happening, but I actually get more features with this new plan that is cheaper than my last plan was, so do yourself a favor and, like, just make sure that you're on the right plan on your phone bill, especially if you haven't switched around in a while, because that's what I didn't do, I guess. I just left it at, I have this plan, and I know I'm unlimited, and I know I'm good, but, like, cell phone bill is expensive, and I thought it was because, like, I'm paying for, you know, my device kind of thing, but, like, no, it was just absolutely expensive, so now it's cheaper, and I know I just really fumbled that word. I'm just going to pretend it didn't happen, but it's much cheaper now, thank goodness, and I'm still paying for my devices, so whatever. And I say devices because my Apple Watch broke, and when I had to get a new one, I had to get it on AT&T with a plan because Apple was useless, and whatever. I have a great watch. I love my new watch. I'm very happy about it, and I've been exercising every day, and my watch is tracking that, and I'm, like, becoming this weirdo and checking, like, my progress. Like, well, how far did I go yesterday, and how fast did I move yesterday versus today? How many calories did I burn yesterday versus today? I'm ridiculous, but it's fine, because, you know what, it's giving me something to do, so there's that. Also, noteworthy and awesome, David Arquette signed on to play Dewey Riley in Scream 5. So I guess the Scream 5 is actually happening, and it's not a remake or a reboot, it is a sequel, and they've been talking to Neve Campbell, they've been talking to Courtney Cox, and apparently David Arquette has signed on. So I also keep seeing rumors about Matthew Lillard, and I'm like, honey, Stu died, but I also, you know, you have to suspend reality when you deal with horror movies, so we never saw Stu's body, like, dead, we saw him covered with a TV, so maybe he was saved when the police got there. Or maybe Stu had an identical cousin or brother or uncle. You never know how these things work. So, I don't know. Let me know what you think. If you think that in Scream 5, Matthew Lillard will return to play either Stu or someone related to him. I would love to know your thoughts about that. So, let's get a word from our sponsor and then into the interview with my buddy Travis. I'll talk to you guys later. I wanted to invite you on the show because you're doing creative things. So I figured it's been a while since we talked. Travis McLeod, why don't you introduce yourself to the Side B podcast people?
Hello, Side B podcast people. I'm Travis McLeod. I have a podcast too called Under the Radar with Travis McLeod because that's me.
What is Under the Radar? I know that, like, you started that a long time ago, and did you just recently start doing it again? Like, what? Explain the podcast to me.
Well, I started this podcast in 2013, I think it was. And it was right on the cusp of, like, before everybody you met had a podcast, like Facebook is now. So it wasn't like every single person ever had a podcast. But it was starting to get there. I was a little late to the party, but not so late that it was like the way it is now. But basically, at that point in my life, I just felt kind of stale. Like I wanted to create something, and I'd seen a few other people do it that didn't really have a background in that kind of thing. And I enjoyed listening to their stories. So I was like, oh, I can record stuff and put it on the internet too. So maybe that'd be something fun to do. So I started out interviewing my friends from bands and stuff. And then I did a few of, like, I didn't really have that many ideas for content. So I did a whole series of just like my own music. And I interviewed one guy that has a YouTube channel that I used to follow. Well, I still follow it now, but like that, he's probably the most, you know, well known of the people that I've interviewed is Adam the Woo. And then I got like a more involved job than I had when I started the podcast, and I have two kids now. I only had one when I started, so I didn't really have the time to devote to it that I used to. So now I do it every once in a while, but you know, it's something fun to do.
Well, I saw that you just recently did an episode. So are you, I mean, you know, now, right now the world is on pause sort of anyway. So are you looking to like bring it back? Are you going to continue it? What's your plan?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever wanted to quit. I don't know. I'm just going to do it when I have time and when I, you know, it's when it's fun. If it's not fun, I'm not going to do it because I do it for fun. So if I can get people to come on and talk to them and I'm having a good time, they're having a good time, then cool. If people will find it and they like it, then cool. If they don't, that's cool too, because at the end of the day, it's just like the music that I do. Like, I hope people like it, but if they don't, then whatever, I'm doing it for myself anyway. So,
so you never had plans to go be famous and be a rock star?
I mean, that would be nice. I think I've kind of accepted it that it's not going to happen now. So, you know, I don't think, I think if you try to do that with, if you set out in anything creative with that as your motivation, it's like you're French frying when you should have pizzaed. You're going to have a bad time.
You're not going to have a good time.
Because if it doesn't happen, then you're just going to be like, oh, well, this was for nothing. And the whole point of it is like, I mean, success and fame and money and all of that stuff is like a nice byproduct. But in my opinion, you should want to do it because it's like an artistic expression of yourself. And like you get something out of it, not like, oh, well, the only thing I would get out of this is millions of dollars. So I'm not going to do anything unless somebody writes me a check for $10 million.
Are you still writing music?
Slowly, but yeah, I have a lot more instrumentals without words now than I probably should, because I think if I actually had time to sit down and focus on them, I could probably have like a whole new album. I've got probably a good, you know, 20 little 30-second snippets of ideas, and I need to evolve them into other things. But
what have you been doing during quarantine?
Well, still been working remotely.
Are you going out to work? Oh, okay, that's what I thought. All right.
Yeah. Which is nice in some ways, but it, you know, like, as I'm sure you're in the same boat, it's easy to get cabin fever kind of.
Yeah. You know?
So, you know, I mean, I do like the fact that, you know, I don't have to, you don't have to rush around, you know, to get to a meeting or anything. You just kind of do this sort of thing. So, you know, you can have a meeting on like really short notice as opposed to like, oh man, I better, you know, I got to rush somewhere now when I'm at work kind of thing. But it's nice. I don't know. It'll be hard to adjust when you have to go back, I think. Now I think everybody's kind of used to being home now.
Yeah.
Like, at first it was weird to be home. Now it'll probably be weird to go back, like, for a little while at first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people, especially up here in New York, are talking about that a lot of offices are realizing that they don't need physical bodies in the office. So are they even going to go back to their office spaces where they pay exorbitant amounts of money for, you know, mortgages and rent in New York City?
Right.
Versus just having telecommuting and
people. Yeah, well, that was one of my concerns, was just like, you know, I'm, on the one hand, I'm thankful, or like I'm glad to kind of take a little break, or at least take a break from having to go in every day. But I also don't want to get it to the point where they're like, well, I mean, nobody's here, so we don't need you either, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, I mean, they're not. I mean, I'm sure that layoffs are probably inevitable in every field, but I don't think that anyone in New York is looking to like downsize the company. They're just saying like people could all stay home.
Which, oh, okay.
I think
it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah, well, I kind of feel like people not being social, like in any regard, is gonna like mess with how people interact in general.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, they were talking about, like, keeping kids, like, homeschooled, like, from now on, like, doing the virtual, like, classrooms and stuff. Kids right. learn, like, basic communication skills at school. Right.
Yeah, you don't only learn what's in the classroom there.
Like. Yeah, so that weirds me out. Because, like, there's already people who are, like, you know, they get anxiety by dialing the telephone or whatever. It would only get worse if we stop interacting in person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really weird kind of dynamic because, you know, on the one hand, it's like, oh, well, we should all just stay home until this is over. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, not everybody can stay home. Some people, the way they support themselves is, you know, like they have a restaurant or they have a right. salon or whatever. And it's, then there's a whole thing of like, you know, well, I'm going to just open up my salon because if I don't, I can't feed my family. And other people are like, oh, I can't believe this person opened their salon. And it's like, well,
I know everybody I mean, yeah, has an opinion ideally, on what everyone else is doing.
But what they don't really have much of a choice, you know? Like, what do you want?
Yeah. But then, you know, it's people are risking getting sick, but how long are they gonna try to like protect us and keep us home and losing all their money and everything? It's crazy. Yeah. This whole thing is just nuts.
I think it's one of those things that like you gotta take it seriously, but at a certain point, you also just kind of have to move on with your life and just be as careful as you can right. be. But, I mean, you can't, you know,
yeah, let it stop. Yeah, I mean, I know that, like, you know, some businesses are starting to, like, try to phase reopenings and stuff. And that's what they keep talking about for New York City, the phased reopenings of certain businesses at a time. But it's not going to get contained either way. Like, no matter what happens, until there's yeah. some kind of cure or whatever, vaccine.
Right.
It's not going to change. But back to your creative stuff. The Under the Radar...
I'm working on this vaccine right now.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
In your lab?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, they always say they're going back to the lab. That's where I'm at right now. I'm working on the vaccine in the lab.
Is the name of the podcast because, like, you're referring to, like, indie artists? Like, is that your goal to, like, talk to indie musicians and people who are under the radar? Like...
I think it's just because I'm not good at coming up with names for stuff.
But like, was that your goal? Like, what was your goal with the podcast? Like, you said, like, it's something I do for fun. But you had, like, an idea in mind about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there was any, like, deliberate intention behind the name. Just I thought it sounded kind of cool. I guess also because I'm like, probably not that many people are going to listen to this. So it kind of makes sense, you know. But... I'm really not good at coming up with names for stuff. That's why I'm like, my music's just Travis McLeod. And even that, like, there's other solo artists named Travis McLeod. But luckily, I got in on that first because I have the website and all that and the Twitter handles and all that. So,
well, that's good.
Which I didn't even really want to be on Twitter, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get this before
you
somebody
have to.
Else.
Exactly. That's what we were just talking about that with one of my other podcasts. The Disney podcast that I do with my friend Joyce, we bought a domain. To have it just recently because we hadn't, but it's called Radio Mickey. I don't know if you're aware of that, but whatever.
I think you asked me to host it with you one time.
RadioMickey.com is taken by Disney. Like, Disney owns RadioMickey.com.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
So we bought .net.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're going to come after it. Like, if we get too popular, Disney's going to come after us now.
Yeah.
Like, which sucks because when you Google Radio Mickey, it's all our stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, they own the domain. They're not using it for anything. They don't have a property called Radio Mickey, but...
It probably just, like we were saying, they got it just in case,
yeah.
you know, want it later.
So, on the other hand, maybe eventually Disney will, you know, offer us some kind of partnership if we were to become successful.
Yeah. So, or they might just forget to renew it or something.
Send us a cease and desist. Oh.
At one point, somebody, like, because I have TravisMcLeod.com.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, nobody goes there. Nobody's ever gone there. I don't expect people to go there. But I'm like, you know, whatever. It's like the podcast, something I do for fun. I'll update it when I have something to say, whatever, you know. So a couple of years ago, it was coming up for renewal. And I was like, oh, well, you know, they always have these specials for new domains. I'm going to let it lapse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll renew it for cheaper. Because, like, who's going to buy it? Nobody wants to go there. And somebody bought it. They bought it and they tried to sell it back to me for, like, $6,000 or something, and I was like, joke's on you, dude, nobody goes there. I know that firsthand. Have fun with that. And finally, I mean, it took a few years, but finally, I guess they realized it too, and I was able to buy it again.
That's but, so crazy.
Yeah, it was. I was like, I don't know what you think you're going to do with this website, but I can tell you right now, nobody's going to go there ever.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's a show called Side B Radio in like Philadelphia. It's on on an FM station. It's like on a Sunday afternoon, and it's like about hip hop and R&B and stuff. Like, we are not related, but they came out after I did because I have the domains, the handles, and everything. They have the Instagram, which drives me nuts. But it's okay because I converted to a podcast anyway. But they're like on Twitter, they're like Side B Radio 42 or something. And like their audience every now and then tweets at me, and I'm like, wrong account. Like, look at what you're like. It literally says, like, this is what this is versus, like, theirs is completely different. It's, like, hosted by two guys. So, and it, I'm mad because, like, they came out after I did. Like, this is not, like, even, like, the same time or something. And it's, like, you didn't look and see, is this name taken? Like,
yeah.
But
cause it's so hard to come up with names for stuff. Because, like, when I was wanting to start a band, or even when I had a band, and I always think of like, oh, this is a great name, and somebody else always have it. And I always think like, I don't know if I made that up, or like if I thought I made it up, or if I had heard the name before and just forgot about it, and then I was like, oh, that's a great name, and just forgot somebody had it. But every freaking name I ever thought of, somebody already had.
Yeah.
Like, well, my first band that I was ever in, I called it Jagged Edge, and I was like, oh, that's a really cool name, Jagged Edge. And I think it actually, like, I actually had the name before the R&B guys.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, I definitely remember hearing about them after, like, we made our tape and everything. So it's possible that maybe they had it and I just didn't know about it because I don't primarily listen to that type of music.
Right. But, oh, well, and that's the whole thing, too. If you would never be familiar with it for any reason, like, why would you know, kind of thing?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, even, like, your wife and I have our own podcast now. We had a hard time figuring out a name and then, like, figuring out handles once we had the name because everything related to that name was already taken, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, it's too long. It's a whole mess, especially with, like, social media, because you do. You need to get everything so that you're branded and you're protected, that no one else is going to come in and, like, pretend to be you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because that's, a couple weeks ago I had a psychic on this show. I interviewed a psychic that I know. And he was telling me, he's like, I don't social media, blah, 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 blah. But then he was telling me that he also, the reason, or part of the reason he doesn't use social media is that he doesn't want people to try to, like, come in and, like, poach his clients. So, like,
yeah, but
if he
I
has,
feel like he would see it coming, though.
Right, of course. Well, and he said that, I know that you're mocking him, it's fine. What I'm saying is,
I'm just saying.
He said that people have in the past, like, come after, like, gone to clients and been like, oh, well, I know he told you such and such, I can see this, blah, 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 whatever. But then I told him, like, if you're worried about people, like, going after your clients, then don't you think you should make sure that you own those handles so that somebody doesn't come after somebody as you and say, like, well, look, it must be him, this is the domain, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
So, actually, after our conversation, he went and saved them. So, like, I was proud of him. I was like, good for you. Take that initiative to make sure nothing bad happens. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you want to interview, like, indie musicians and stuff, like, I know that you know plenty, like, down in Florida. I know a lot of people up here. I'm sure that, like, all I'm thinking right now is what a great conversation you would have with my friend Robbie, who's been on my show several times.
I think I talked to him before. Like, weren't we both on the show at the same time or something one time?
I couldn't tell you, to be honest.
Or maybe, I don't know. Maybe not.
I've known Robbie for this wouldn't have been like when it was a radio show. Like I've only known Robbie in the last like 5 years or so. So
didn't he have a band called like Deuce Banger or something?
He does. Well, he did. They are no longer together.
I feel like we talked or we were. Maybe
you were in the chat room or something.
Yeah, I've been in contact with him in some kind of way.
He's really cool in that, like, he's very supportive of the show, and he'll go and, like, follow everybody that he knows, like that is also within the show. So, like, he probably, like, follows your social media. But, no, you guys would probably have a really good conversation together. He'd probably be an interesting subject for you to get on your podcast.
Yeah, possibly. I was working on getting Visionary back together.
Was that you were gonna do that?
Yeah, I just want to have the reunion happen on my podcast.
Nice.
I've got two out of the five on board right now.
Very
So,
cool.
and I think
That
the
would be
rest of them
fun.
might not have gotten the message because they don't use Facebook anymore. I have
There
no
you
other way to
go.
contact them. So,
That's a blast from the past.
yeah.
I was gonna have one of the guys from the Groovniks come on when they were gonna play Sunfest. So I was like, oh, like the week before or so you could do that, but everything got canceled, so. Which of course it did, because he also promised me that he was gonna ask Ed Kowalczyk from Live to handwrite lyrics out for me so I can get them tattooed. Because
Okay.
they were supposed to play the same night. Like Groovniks were technically
Oh.
opening for Live. And I was
Okay.
like, this is gonna be a really weird question for you, but would you do this? And he was like, Stephanie, are you kidding? That's great. I have no other like opener to talk to him about anything. So now I
Yeah.
do. And I was like, oh, good. And it didn't work, but maybe one day they'll play together. I don't know.
I was thinking about trying to ask them too, and I don't know. I've tried a few times, and it never materializes. So
Well, I feel like now is the time if people are okay with doing like remote interviews. Because I know, like, I have a couple of like Broadway people that I know that they want to do stuff in person, so I'm not even bothering to reach out to them during this. Because like last time we talked, they were like, let's figure out a time we can meet up because it's more like organic or whatever.
yeah.
And sure, it is, but like this is an option too, and it works out just fine.
I mean, they can't see us. It's just audio,
No, but I mean, there's a difference between talking to somebody in person versus just across the computer, especially if you don't know them that well. I don't know. I mean, I like doing in-person interviews too, but and like a couple weeks ago, I had my friend John. He's in Company on Broadway, and I had him come on, and we've talked about doing it forever, but like our schedules just don't line up because he's busy at night. I work during the day, whatever. And we Skyped. We ended up. Our phone call was almost 2 hours. I obviously had to like cut it down, but we just talked, and it was fine. But I know him versus like people who like I have a contact of like, hey, I enjoy what you do. You should let me interview you. Like, there's a difference. So.
That's another thing that kind of it I don't know, it worries me a little bit, where I'm just like, oh, what if I finally got somebody I didn't know to come on the show and I'm just like, I don't know what to talk to you about. Like,
Well,
remember
I
that?
mean, you have to
It'd be
do
like
your
the Chris Farley show.
research.
It's like, remember that time that you did that
That was
thing?
cool.
That was
Yes. Yes,
awesome.
I know. I understand that reference. I do. I mean, for me, it's always just been I ask people to come on who like have something to talk about, like, and then I look into what they're doing. Like, it's I don't know. I don't. It's not that hard for me to interview people because, I mean, you know me, I'll talk to anybody. Like, I'll just walk up and start talking to you. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, but you're a musician and you do these things and you've played shows. It's not like you don't know what you're talking about. So if you were to interview like musicians, I feel like you at least have that foot in the door of like, oh, you've done this, I've done this too, and we can discuss it. Just
I try
saying.
to put that in my making of series for my albums, where I was just like, hey, if any of you guys are actually musicians, this is how I did this. If you were wondering, I
Nice.
don't think anybody was wondering, but if they were wondering how to get that sound, that's how you can do it.
Well, if anyone who is listening to this right now wants to find Travis, are you? So I know that you transferred it to Anchor, right?
So I used to have it on, I think it was on like Dropbox. I was hosting it, and I had a feed burner feed set up, and everything was great. And then I guess at some point along the line, Dropbox stopped supporting that.
Okay.
So I had a
I
whole
know they've
bunch of
been doing.
episodes that were just sitting there, but they weren't like linked to anything. So if you tried actually going to iTunes and download those episodes, they'd show up there, but if you try to download them, nothing would happen. And then when I finally was like wanted to do another episode this year, I was like, oh, this whole thing is gone. I'm gonna need to totally redo this. And then I saw that you had moved to Anchor, and I was like, oh, all right, well, this is pretty easy. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
I
You
feel like it's
just upload
really
all your
like
stuff
user
here.
friendly.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, I don't really need anything all that involved for what I do. And because there's other options, I was like, you know, on the one hand, I kind of enjoyed hosting it independently because I'm like, I can kind of do whatever I want. I don't really have to worry about, it's not that I don't have to worry about like copyrights or whatever, but it's just kind of like the only way it's going to be a problem is if like somebody hears it and complains about it. And I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Right.
So whatever. But like here, they're going to know because it's, you know, on their thing.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, well, I'm not going to really pay to host it somewhere because it's not that big of a thing or that popular. It seems like it wouldn't be worth it for me to pay
right.
for that.
And that's actually why I ended up moving Side B to Anchor, because I listened to a show that was on Anchor and they kept saying like free, 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 free. And then I was paying for Podbean.
Yeah.
And anything that you want to do, like, besides just putting your show up.
Yeah.
Like, anything else costs money. If you want to monetize, it's even more money. It was something like 2 hours worth of, like, show for free. But then if you put more than 2 hours worth of audio on your site, you had to pay. So I paid for the year, and then I'm like, I'm not earning anything. So why am I paying it out? And that's, like, one of the things we keep talking about with Radio Mickey. Joyce has all these grandiose ideas for, like, contests and, like, you know, guest or listener, like, feedback things and paying to, like, promote ads and stuff. And I'm like, that's all well and good, but we're not making anything back to spend it.
Yeah.
So, like, I love the ideas, too. I wish that we had thousands of listeners, but right now we don't.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, and I feel like if it gets to that point, then maybe I'll look into it. You
exactly.
Know? Like for some reason, it just blows up.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But until
it
does.
That's how I feel about the Radio Mickey stuff, too. And, I mean, all of them. And, you know, it's fun with, like, the pop podcast that I'm doing with Stephanie, because a lot of those artists, like, aren't crazy popular anymore. Or even if they are, but, like, they've been noticing. So, like, Jeff Timmons shared Stephanie's post the other day, the guy from 98 Degrees. So we got like 30
Jeff
listens
Timmons
overnight. Well,
sure.
She tagged him and said, like, you know, Jeff Timmons is the founder of the band. We talked about them this week. He shared that. We got like 30 listens in a few hours.
She tagged him and was like, add Jeff Timmons, share this post. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, kind of. And, like, when we started following accounts, one of the guys from New Kids on the Block followed us back immediately, and I was like, we haven't even tweeted anything yet, but cool, all right. So, like, that stuff is fun, but again, like, it's not generating, like, you know, thousands of hits and stuff like that, so, but it's growing.
I always have this inner struggle now to where, like, when I was, like, a teenager and I was making music, and I thought, like, oh, you know, like, someday I'm going to be this big rock star and I'm going to show everyone and I can make fun of these people and say, oh, you suck, because I'm going to come up and be bigger than all of them. And now I'm, like, an adult and I still want to make fun of it because I don't like it. But at the same time, I'm a little more mature to the point where I'm like, yeah, but, you know, like, whatever. On a human level, good for you guys. You went out and did it. You had your success. You know,
right.
Obviously... from a, I don't know, like, popularity standpoint, I don't have much of a leg to stand on. And at the same time, it's like, I used to feel like, why does all of this stuff exist? I hate this so much. And I still feel that way. But at the same time, I'm also just kind of like, from a human standpoint, I'm like, I've never met these people. I'm sure they're really nice people. I'm sure they're great guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can sort of separate, like, I don't like what you do or what you did, but I don't have anything against you personally. But I still like to make fun of what you did.
But you know what? Like, they make fun of it, too. It is what it... Like, everyone knows what, like, that 90s pop... Or any pop, really. Everyone knows what it is. I doubt very much that, like, people who... I'm trying to think of an example of some... Like, and I can't. Because I was like... Honestly, the first name to my mind just was Kesha. And I was like, she doesn't take herself seriously. But, like, of course she does. So... But there are definitely artists who don't take the music or whatever so seriously because, like, they know, like, they're not writing their own song. Like, Kesha does, so she doesn't count. But, like, even, like, Ariana Grande, she doesn't write her own music. She knows that it's cheesy, whatever. You know, like, I'm sure that they all get it, but it's what sells records.
Right. I mean, it's a cash grab to a certain extent.
Right. But even
I
so,
think.
like the guy from Nickelback, like he knows that he's a joke. I'll never forget when Nickelback was on tour with Bush a couple years ago. There was an article, like a review written about like a
Yeah.
show in Michigan where apparently there was a guy that was relatively close to the stage, but he was like heckling Chad. His name's Chad Kroger.
Chad Kroger, I think, is
Okay.
his name.
He was heckling him so bad, and he finally, Chad Kroger, like in between songs, finally was like, "Dude, I get it. I'm the guy from Nickelback. Joke's on me, whatever." And he goes, "But you're about to be the guy who got his ass kicked by the guy from Nickelback, so shut up and let me finish my set."
I don't get like the hate for Nickelback though. When I don't think they're that bad. When did it become such a joke? I mean, I've seen the joke. I just don't know where it came from. Like,
I think it's just because they have a very generic sound. I
yeah.
think that's
I mean,
kind
I'm
of
not, you
the
know, like a
thing.
giant fan of Nickelback, but I've never heard them and been like, "Oh, this band sucks." You know, like everybody
I really think
likes.
that it's just how generic they are and how he, I feel like he seems to take it super seriously, like the way like that Scott Stapp did. And like,
Yeah,
'cause
people
you
got a
know.
lot of hate for Creed too. I think they're good. Like, I mean, he obviously had some issues, but I think they made good music.
I don't know. I was never big into either of those bands. And actually, when Bush toured with Nickelback, I left before Nickelback. I saw the opener, I saw Bush, and then I bounced. So.
Wait. Bush opened for Nickelback?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. See,
It, because
I
it
wouldn't
was like
thought
an
that.
arena tour. It was a few years ago. So it was an arena tour, so they were Bush had already been playing
Wait, so it was a
smaller
few years ago
venues.
after Nickelback was already a joke amongst everybody, and then they
Yeah.
like Bush got stuck opening for him? Wow.
Because I
That's
don't even
interesting.
remember who else was. It was there was like one band, then Bush, then Nickelback was the headliner. And that article about the show in Michigan, they were like, someone forgot to tell Gavin Rossdale that he wasn't the headliner because they played like they were the headliners, like
Yeah.
they're so good or whatever.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I know that they've done supporting shows, like that's what these tours that they've been on lately with like the festivals and stuff, it's because they can't, Bush can't sell that size like venue alone anymore. Which is
It's not the
unfortunate
same
'cause they're
guys anymore
still
either, right? It's just Gavin and like some replacement guys now.
so Robin was back like when Bush reunited, it was Gavin and the drummer were the same.
Okay.
He just recently like disappeared. Like no one, they have not addressed it, but on the last tour they weren't even like photographing the new drummer. Like it was just the three of them as Bush.
Okay.
Chris Traynor replaced Nigel on the last tour back like in 2002, like before Bush broke up. So Chris is still with him. So Chris has been with him actually longer than the original guys were.
Okay.
And he was in Institute with Gavin when Gavin did that other band that was him and Chris.
All
So
right.
and then yeah, the bassist is new, quote unquote new. But even so, they've already been, it's been 10 years that they've been a band, so
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of those bands do that though. Like Everclear has all new people all the time, and
Yeah.
Art Alexakis is like, well, I am Everclear, so it doesn't really
Yeah.
matter.
Yeah, and you know, to a certain extent, yes, but also it's like there's something about like whatever that lineup was when you first got into them. It's
Right.
like that's the real band, you know.
Yeah,
And
no, I mean, I get that. It would be weird for.
it's like when I went to see Limp Bizkit in 2003 after Wes had left. And the guy Mike, he was in Snot beforehand, and he joined Limp Bizkit. And I was a fan of Snot also. But you know, I went and saw them. They sounded great. He was fine on guitar, but you just see it. I'm like, you're not Wes, you know?
Yeah. No,
It's
I
not the
get
same.
that. I mean, as far as Bush goes, for me, I only got to see the original band like 3 times. No, twice. Because the third time, Nigel wasn't on the tour and it was Chris.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, since then, I see them at least once a year for the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
They're awesome enough that they totally interact with, like, I was DMing with Chris Traynor the other night on Instagram. So, like, I'm good
That's
with this
yeah.
lineup. They make me happy. But I mean, it is, you know, it's not the original guys from the early 90s or whatever. I think it's weird
Yeah.
when bands try to continue without their front man, though. Like, when Ed
Yeah.
Kowalczyk left Live continued touring and Ed toured solo, and they were both performing live songs. But, like, why
Yeah.
would I go
Fuel
not
did
see
that.
Ed?
Like
Yeah,
they
Fuel.
tried to do Fuel without Brett, and then it I don't know how they were. I didn't see them, but it just seems weird, you know?
Well, I saw Stone Temple Pilots with the new guy, because, you know, Scott is obviously no longer with us, and right. He sounded great, but it was still, like, but this is not Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah. Like, it's a great cover band, you know?
And now it feels really the other way around, where it's, like, only Brett, and the rest of the guys are other guys.
It's so weird. But I get it. We were talking about it before. It's branding. Yeah. Which is why, like, what Gavin did when he started Institute was a big mistake. And it was because the rest of the guys wanted to leave, and then Gavin was like, I want to keep making music, so I'll just start this new band. But no one knows who the hell Institute is. People know who Bush is. So, and I guess that's what he ultimately realized, because, you know, like, he went solo for a while, and then...
Could have even just been Gavin Rossdale. They know who that is, you know, but...
And that he did that, he had an album, and then he, like, a year later, he brought Bush back, so.
Yeah.
But I remember talking about that with Jason Davis from The Buzz.
Yeah.
Because he was, like, it was when I got to intern at The Buzz for, like, you know, 2 weeks or whatever it was that I actually got to do it. And he was like, what do you want to hear? I'll play something for you, like, because I was in the studio, not really getting to do anything. And I was like, well, Bush is my favorite band. And he was like, really? And then, like, he was like, let's talk about them. And I was like, okay, Jason Davis, maybe I was like 18 or something, you know, still very much idolizing the guys who worked at The Buzz. But, he was the one who was like, that was a big mistake and here's why. And I was like, that's totally true. Branding is important. And that's why, like, when Art Alexakis has always kept the name Everclear, even though he has had multiple people rotate in and out. And he says, like, I write the songs. I'm the one that sings. I play guitar. I'm Everclear.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
To a certain extent,
I mean, but, you know, it is what it is. And honestly, but 9 times out of 10, you're going for the lead singer anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what level you're a fan of that particular band. You know,
I'm
some people might not even
Green
know.
Day shirt, and I'm like, it would be very strange if any of those guys were not there.
Yeah, this is, like, this is actually the tour shirt from the Revolution Radio tour. In 2017, we went down to Coral Sky.
Amazing. Or
whatever the heck it's called now. And which was the first place I ever saw them play.
Me too.
Actually, I think it's the only place I've ever seen them play in South Florida, because I never saw them in Miami or anything. And we left like halfway through the show, because it was just like a bunch of drunk, you know, people
That's
didn't even know what was going
most
on.
Concerts are now.
I was just kind of like, you know, Stephanie wasn't having a good time, and I was just kind of like, do you want to go? And she was like, yeah. I was like, honestly, I've seen this show so many times, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen before it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, here comes pyro, here comes this, this is going to happen. Well, like, I like it, but I know what's going to, I'm not missing anything if I leave, you know. So
I remember when I was a kid, and my dad took me to one of the Backstreet Boys concerts. It was just me and my dad. And I told him we could leave, like, before the encore, just so, like, we could beat traffic. Like, it was a school night. We were in Fort Lauderdale, you know. I didn't know how into it he was. But we were going up the stairs, because we had floor seats, like, go us.
Oh,
but we were going up the stairs, and then, like, when the guys came back out, my dad stopped to watch. And I was like, really? Like, I was, like, ready to go. And he was like, no, wait, they're back. I was like, all right.
I want it that way. Just leave me alone.
My dad loved the pop music, though. Like, it was really kind of fun. Like, we'd watch TRL together. Like, he obviously wasn't, like, sitting there with, like, a Backstreet Boys t-shirt on. Like, they were supposed to be number one, but, like...
He was calling in to vote for it.
Yeah, man. But he was into... Like, he watched it with me. Or, you know, if he wasn't into it, at least he, like, tolerated it. But I know, like, he had their CDs in his car, too. Like, it was not just me. But, yeah, we did. We watched, like, TRL together and stuff. Well, yeah, so... Let me know if you want... Do you want to let people know, like, your social media handles and stuff, where people can find you?
Yeah. So Twitter is at Travis McLeod, spelled McLeod, which doesn't sound like it should sound at all.
It doesn't. When we first met, I did not know how to say your last name, because I used to just read it on the schedule at work.
I have realized, though, a lot more people have been getting it right lately, so I guess maybe there's more McLeods out there or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
My dad corrected me, because he knew your dad, remember?
Yeah.
And I think I said, like, McLeod or something, and he was like, that's not... He was like, are you serious? And I was like, I don't... We never said his, like... you know, you had your name tag on at work. We never talked like, hi, Travis McLeod. Like, that wasn't a thing.
My name was Satan at work.
I remember that story. Or it was before I worked there.
Yeah.
But I will never forget that story because it's very funny. But you told me that story when I started working there. That was one of, that was like the Empire Records of our like our childhood.
Like, yeah.
It was pretty close. Like, we could have been a fun movie. Like, throwing stuff off the roof. Like,
yeah. I remember when
watching wrestling in the lobby.
We had like the DCT class, and they were like, oh, for extra credit, you could make a video at your job about like safety. And I was just laughing, and they're like, well, what are you laughing about? And I was like, well,
it would not have been
safety. We
made
a video, but it. I don't think you want to see it.
Safety.
And then I was laughing even more because I was like, you know, the first thing they're going to ask is like, well, where was your manager during all this? And the answer is either...
He was up there, too.
the answer is either he's the guy holding the camera, uh-huh. or he was the guy in the trash can we pushed down the aisle.
For the So Travis and I met working at a movie theater in, like, 2001. And yeah. It was a small theater, so it wasn't super busy. And even, like, our rush hour was, like, the last matinee time. You know, and I, like, because we had, like, it was old people mostly who went to that movie theater.
Yeah.
So, daytime shifts were relatively quiet, and, like, nighttime shifts were relatively quiet. So, we did a lot of stupid stuff. And we learned how to play pool, because there was a pool hall down the street that...
I was telling somebody the other day the story about how... Oh, I know what it was, because Stephanie wanted to watch On the Line for to like his research or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, you should watch this
movie.
And I was like, I've seen this before. And she was like, when did you see it? And I was like, oh, we watched it at work one time because Stephanie was mad that we are always watching wrestling, and she said we have to watch On the Line instead.
Oh my gosh, so I don't even know if we got it. I don't know if we got it at our theater, but we did. We watched it in the lobby.
We watched it on like a tape.
Yeah.
That's and so then I was funny. Telling him about how, like, how Brian had this rubber ball. We used to play this game where we'd throw it against the wall, and then we lost it one time. So we made you go to Toys R Us and buy a new one.
Yes. During work, I had to go to to buy
Brian was like, I'm in charge. Balls. You got to do what I say. Go buy another
one. He did. Yeah. Brian definitely abused his power a few times, but it's okay.
Here's the thing, though. Like, I miss having Brian as part of the dynamic. And I miss having your sister as part of the dynamic, like, for obvious reasons, but also because, like, it's still fun to do, but when you troll you, now you take it all personally and you get upset about everything. And I'm just like, I feel like if they were still around.
I love that you're literally like, I miss your sister because I can't tease you as well as she did.
Yeah, no, because she would help out. And then, like, you wouldn't be so, like, offended by everything. But now I just feel like a dick because you, like, get all upset. And I'm like, it's just a joke. Mm. Calm down.
I mean, things have happened. I know, obviously, I know, like, when you're messing around. It's all good. I mean, there's a lot of things that I miss, too. And the fact that we're all, like, separated from, like, you know, distance and everything, too, kind of sucks. But, I mean, but you and Melissa and Brian always had a really fun dynamic in, like, with or without the, like, trolling me.
Yeah.
It was always so natural. Like, everything just always flowed like, it wasn't, like, rehearsed, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like you guys plotted this out. You would just kind of come up with an idea and just run with it together. Like, the candy, like, the Junior Mint jokes. Like, so random and stupid. But it was fun.
Do you remember that time I told your mom I was Gangsta T on the phone?
I don't remember that, but I believe
she didn't know who I was. Like, I don't think we'd met in person before, and I called your house, and she was like, who is this? And I was like, it's Gangsta T. And you were like, oh, I can't believe you said that to my mom. Like,
and if we only knew what other things our friends would say to my mom later in life. You have social media for Under the Radar, though, too, right?
Yes. Twitter is at Under the Radar PC, all one word. There's a Facebook page just Under the Radar with Travis McLeod. And then the Facebook page for my music is just Travis McLeod.
Travis McLeod. And hopefully. Is your stuff still streaming, or do you have to upload all that to, like, Spotify and stuff?
I think there's some stuff on, like, SoundCloud, and I think maybe there's, like, one song on Spotify right now. There's a few things out there.
If you send me links to things, I can put it in, like, the description of this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to wrap this up because I have to get stuff out of the oven. But this was fun to talk, and again, if you want, like, connections or for me to, like, spread the word that you could do podcast guests and stuff, I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Talk to you soon.
No problem. Okay.
All right. Have a good night. Bye. All right. I want to thank Travis McLeod again for joining me on the show this week. Thank you, listening out there in the world. I appreciate you. Please make sure that you are subscribed to Side B the Podcast on your preferred platform. I'm everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartMedia, all the major platforms have Side B available to you at your convenience. And if you want to leave me a message, you can go to anchor.fm/sidebradio and leave me a message. Like a voicemail, that would be really cool. Otherwise, you can get at me on social media, Twitter is at Side B Radio, Instagram is at Side B Podcast, Facebook is Side B Radio, everything is Side B Radio except for Instagram. But yeah, you could do any of those things. Talk to me, get at me, let me know what you're liking, what you're not liking, who you want to hear from. I can try to reach out to, you know, your favorite artist, and see if they want to come on the show. If you are a creative person and you have music or art or you write, whatever the case may be, and you'd like to come talk to me, hit me up. I'm always down for a new guest, a new contact, whatever. If you could take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcast, that would be awesome. It really helps to spread the word about Side B Radio, the podcast, and you know, helps me get more listeners. And of course, you could do that the organic way too. Tell a friend. Be like, hey, do you like hearing people talk about stuff in the entertainment industry? Go listen to Side B the Podcast. Go check out my old interview with Tyler Glenn or Constantine Maroulis or Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. They're all on here. They're all on this channel. It's a great time. And, you know, we're still just doing our thing, living our lives. If you are into Chris Kirkpatrick or Aaron Carter or these other pop people, and you heard in the interview I was talking to Travis, I do a podcast with his wife, Stephanie, called What's the Deal with This Pop Life? And that is available also on Anchor, which is then distributed everywhere. And I also do Radio Mickey, a weekly podcast about Disney stuff. The parks, the movies, the films, the TV shows, the cartoons, everything. So it's a good time. These are all the things that I'm doing. How do you stay busy? I do 3 podcasts. So, anyway, thank you guys very much for listening. I appreciate you. Stay safe. Don't do anything stupid. And I will talk to you guys next week.